Americans have this idea of French as the language of high class and perfume and fashion and baguette and cheese. And it is all that, but the truth is that now French is a language that is spoken by a lot of people. There's currently more people speaking French in Africa than in Europe. And this is going to happen more and more as the 21st century goes.
So
French is really a global language, and this is why we need to show it in its globality.
So what does this film, festival seek to do then?
Well, precisely to be able to bring new images and new conception of what it is to speak French. And you will see that different communities interact in different language also, but with French, with the help of their past. And they are really changing what it is to be a human in this century. We're presenting films that have never been shown often in the United States. Very often, nearly every year, we present U.S. premiere. And so this is the personality of the festival. Although they are in French and sometimes in other languages, such as local African languages or Arabic or other languages, have English subtitles. So nobody needs to have any knowledge of French to come and enjoy those films. But it is the reason why we want to present foreign films.
It's to show people that there is a completely different side of doing things. Not everything is going to be a huge big-time blockbuster. Some films just need to be made.
Some films need to be made. The story need to be made with a different angle. So let's think about it. What are the images that we have in our mind when we think about Africa? Well, we may have Tarzan's. We may have The Lion King. We may have those images that have been manufactured to present one type of images. It is a very different story to see a live city like Kinshasa. Kinshasa, which we present in a film called War Witch this year, is a city that is already bigger than Paris, but has practically no sewers. And it is a city that has a level of difficulty to feed its inhabitant that is very striking. You present images of that city where you have this movement, this mass of people, the trains and the dirt and everything that comes with this city, and you have a very different image of what is happening in Africa today.
You said many of these films have the opportunity to make their U.S. debut. There are also going to be two of the filmmakers at the festival.
Yes. We are opening our festival on March 21st. This would be in presence of the filmmaker. The film is named Inshallah, and the filmmaker name is Anaïs Barbeau-Lavalette. It is about a Quebec doctor, physician, that decide to go abroad in some kind of a mission like Doctor Without Borders. And she is assigned in Palestine, and she crossed the line all the time between Israel, where she has good friends, and Palestine's, and she is witness to the tension that builds up in this part of the world. So the film is relating her experience. So this is an occasion where the public in Kalamazoo can come and actually ask a filmmaker about the directorial choices. Why did you do this way? Why did you put the camera there? Why did this character had to die?
Doing that gives a different level of intimacy as if you were just seeing the film. You know, the fact to be able to be like, and why did you, you know, you can make a different connection. And what will be the second film?
We have a film from Madagascar called Legends of Madagascar. And the filmmaker, this filmmaker goes by the shorter name of Amini Ratovo. Oh. So we'll call him for all purposes as Amini Ratovo. And he's going to, he's actually coming from Chicago where he lives. So that would be, for us, it's a great chance to have this filmmaker with us.
And what is the film about?
The film will tell the stories, legends. So different scenes that all come together in one narrative at the end about common life in Madagascar as today.
Why should somebody take the time to come to something like this?
It will change the way they perceive the world. For example, we have this film called War Witch. The French title is Rebelle, like a rebel, which is about Congo. Congo where war has been raging for more than 20 years, where the number of casualties getting close to what happened in World War I, but we don't hear about Congo. It is like the events that happen, the terrible events that happen in Congo, are not really part of our planet for some reason. Now we present a film that shows the reality of child soldiers. And another film about Congo, we have two films about Congo, talk about the reality of child that are cast as sorcerers and cast out of their family and condemned to make a living out of on the street. These type of films show a type of reality that is simply not presented otherwise.
Exactly. So I have a question. So the films are going to be showcased, as you said, over the course of 2 weekends, the short films and the longer length films.
Yes.
What is one short film and one, if you go 1 weekend and you see one short film and one long film, what should you see? And then the next weekend, if you've got that last chance, what films should you see? What two films?
I would say definitively, if you can come only a couple of times, try to come when the filmmakers are there.
Okay.
That would be my best choice. And let's try to fill the little theater. This is all happening in the gorgeous room that Western Michigan University have. I wanted to mention another film. We are from Algeria, and we are trying now to set up a Skype interview with the filmmaker. The filmmaker is in Algeria, and we did not succeed to have her be there with us.
Now tell us about this film. What is the name?
This is
film?
A film that will be presented on Sunday, the 23rd of March at 2:30 in the afternoon, and the title means "How Big Is Your Love."
And it, you pronounce that Kedash?
Kedash Etadmi, okay. Which is really a transcription of the Arabic. The film is set in Algiers, and it is mostly Arabic with dialogue in French that cut through the way people in Algeria will speak. It's a lovely film about a little boy, and it's all a film very, very soft. There's absolutely no violence. It's a film about raising a little boy and that discover the society as it is, and because the society in the North African societies are changing so much, what role should a little boy become when he becomes a man? So this is about formation of ideas about gender, and it is very well done.
So in these 13 years that the film festival has been here at Western, what are you most proud of that it's been able to accomplish looking back?
We've been able to show African film. We were the first to show African films in Kalamazoo. I think we have been able to produce a very wide variety of films about different type of realities. Last year, for example, we were able to present a film on Toussaint Louverture, who was the hero of the Haitian independence and the struggle against slavery. We have been able to create events of that nature and bring filmmakers. There have been moments that were absolutely heart-shattering, I would say, over the years. So it is magic when we have the possibility of having this type of discussion with the public. It's really worth your time.